yellow jackets. When the plow blade struck an old stump hiding under the soil, like a biggest rotten tooth, they swarmed up, and Mr. Jackson left the plow wedged like a whaler's harpoon. The horse was midnight against dusk, tied to somebody's pocket watch. He shivered, but not the way women shook their heads before mirrors at the five and dime, a deeper connection to the low field's even star. He stood there in trace change, lettered and frothed, just stopped by a great goofy calmness. He went at once, and then the whole beautiful blue-black sky fell on his back.